My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past weekend, like recently, I would say depression. Hey, bro, I got a whole lot more struggles. You're gonna have to wait. Like, I think because of the weather and everything, just like been wrestling with that, like depression, just feeling like I'm in a funk. And I was reminded recently that no matter what cloudy day there is, that if you get up 30,000 feet, the sun is always shining. And so despite the clouds that are above us, if you get up high enough where God is, in that perspective, that sun is always shining, though whatever circumstantial clouds you may have in your life. And so just be reminded of that, and that the clouds will not be perpetual. They will not always remain. The sun will burn them off, unless you live in Seattle or unless you don't have Christ. So move or turn to Jesus, or both. The Great Northwest, man, they're lost as a goat. So you gotta bring those people to regen. So I was sitting there with my son and my daughter, 4-year-old and 2-year-old. My 4-year-old turns to our 2-year-old. Hill says to Penny, he's like, "Penny, look how fast my shoes make me." And she's like, not amused, and kind of turns her head. And he runs as fast as he can. I mean, poor coordination, arms flailing, to the front door, touches it and runs back. And he's like, "See how fast they make me run?" And I'm looking at, and Penny was just like, not even, I mean, into it, like playing with her dolls. She's like rolling her eyes. She's done zero interest. And I'm looking at my son, and I'm like, "All right, boy, listen. One, she's 2. It's not a fair race. Secondly, the shoes didn't make you fast. I did. You got my genetics." No, I'm just kidding. If you knew, you would laugh if you really knew that. I'm not fast at all. And thirdly, like, it's not even a race. Like, you can't, that wasn't even that fast. Are you kidding me? You're 4. You're not even fast. But he says, "My shoes make me fast. Watch how fast my shoes make me." And has anyone else ever said that? Do you remember, especially like as a little kid, do you remember saying that? Like, "Oh, come on, 2 hands? Come on, recovery guys, be honest." Yeah, now there's more hands. Like, I remember saying that wearing Wildcats or maybe kangaroos. Anybody have kangaroos, the little zipper with your milk money? Like, totally bad idea. The corduroy always cutting into your foot because you're trying to run fast. So I had those shoes. I remember saying that thing, "These new shoes will make me run fast." And here's the problem. We never grow out of that. I look at my 4-year-old boy, I'm like, "That's ridiculous. Your shoes don't make you fast." And yet all of us, we're driving a car that we think, "Man, this car makes me look important or tough. And my looks make me likable. And where I live makes me important and shows that I've arrived, I've got influence. And who I'm married to, or what my job title is, or the friends that I have, or how many likes I got on Instagram," we never grow out of it. Like, we're all still 4-year-olds at heart, thinking that our shoes or our Instagram or our Facebook or our title or our income or our bank account or the zip code or whatever it may be, we think those things make us faster, better, more likable, more popular, whatever it is. We find identity in those things. Like, we don't grow out of it. And the Bible speaks to this, because all of those things aren't inherently bad. Like, it's not bad to have a lot of Facebook friends. Although arguably Facebook does make you depressed, so maybe it is. But it's not bad to make money, and it's not bad to have a job, and it's not bad to live in certain zip codes. But if you make those things your identity, then it is bad. So in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, it says, "For who makes you different from anyone else?" Notice how it says "who" instead of "what." It doesn't say "what makes you different," it says "who." "Who makes you different from anyone else?" Right there, saying everything you have is from God. And make no mistake, he won't share his glory with another, including yourself. So who makes you different from anyone else? "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" And so, man, it's my 4-year-old saying, "I've got fast shoes," and me being like, "Bro, no, if you're fast," which you're not, "but if you were, God's the one that made you fast. And he made you fast for his glory, that you would tell other people about him by the gift that he gave you. And instead, we want the gift and the glory when God has said, 'No, I'm going to give you the gift that you might give me the glory so that other people would know Jesus through me.' Then they would receive gifts and would give me glory, and the kingdom of God would break forth. It would be a domino ripple effect as all of us with our giftings and whatever we had and whatever we did and whoever we were would say, 'Glory to God. It's not because of me. Let me tell you about the giver, lest you think it's me and my gifts and my fast shoes. It's all about Jesus. You should have met me before Jesus. I tell people that all the time. Oh, John, I'm so glad you're here. You're such a great guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, you should have known me before. I was a wreck. You wouldn't have invited me to be present at this meeting. I don't have fast shoes. Anything you see in me is all because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, like, man, I'm freed up. I still struggle with people pleasing, but it's getting better and better because my identity is fixed in Jesus. And I know who I was apart from him, and I know who I will be if I start drifting from him, that I'll start to think it's because of any of my gifts that he has given that I wouldn't give him the glory. And so that's what's going on here at Regeneration, is we are coming in here with our fast shoes, and we are learning the giver of good gifts to give him all the glory, that our identity would be fixed firmly in him, so that we wouldn't have to worry about the insecurity of zip codes and job titles and incomes and all that nonsense that is going to perish and burn and fade with moth and rust. But what is eternal is the souls of men and women. And so for that, we will live to Jesus and to be reconcilers for him.